With great power comes great responsibility. This is Father Scott Seetaler. What follows next is a joyful reflection. It's Friday, TGIF. Thank God it's Friday. And you know, every Friday can be a good Friday if you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. Now, for those who pray, Jesus is a person. For those who don't pray, Jesus is just a name. You cannot have a casual relationship with Jesus. He doesn't allow it. He doesn't want it, nor should you want it. You should want to have a relationship with Jesus as a close personal friend, as your Savior, as your brother, as your Redeemer. That's the relationship we need to develop. And when we relate to Jesus so personally as I'm describing right now, then not only is every Friday a good Friday, but every day is a good day because God is with us. Never abandon us. My opening sentence needs to be explained a little bit more. With great power comes great responsibility. And the way I want to explain that is to use the scripture passage from John chapter 19, verses 1 to 11. Then Pilate took Jesus and had him flogged. The soldiers twisted together a crown of thorns and put it on his head. They clothed him in a purple robe and went up to him again and again, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews!" And they struck him in the face. Once more Pilate came out and said to the Jews, "Look, I am bringing him out to you to let you know that I find no basis for a charge against him." When Jesus came out wearing the crown of thorns and a purple robe, Pilate said to them, "Here is the man." As soon as the chief priests and their officials saw him, they shouted, "Crucify him! Crucify!" But Pilate answered, "You take him and crucify him. As for me, I find no basis for a charge against him." The Jews insisted, "We have a law, and according to that law he must die, because he claimed to be the Son of God." When Pilate heard this, he was even more afraid, and he went back inside the palace. "Where do you come from?" he asked Jesus. But Jesus gave him no answer. "Do you refuse to speak to me?" Pilate said. "Don't you realize I have power either to free you or to crucify you?" Jesus answered, "You would have no power over me if it were not given to you from above." Wow. Now you know where I'm going with this program. Power, huh? You've heard the saying, power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely. But we all have power. Yes, yes. Everybody listening to this program has power. And how do you exercise your power? Do you do it after the manner of Jesus who washed his feet? Or are you like Pilate? Pilate who had the power to free Jesus and wouldn't do it because he was fearful? I remember visiting Auschwitz once. The German concentration camp in Poland. It was a heart-rending experience for me. To see all the pictures and artifacts of all those people who were killed in the camps that the Nazis ran. It's mind-boggling. But we don't have to go back in ancient history or even recent history. We can talk about today. We can talk about the way you have felt the abuse of power. Was it a parent, a coach, a clergy person, a teacher, a police officer, government official, a boss, a spouse? You most probably have felt the abuse of power used incorrectly, inappropriately, in a heavy-handed way. That's why, since I believe we all have power, we have to regularly examine our conscience, our hearts, our consciousness about the way we use power. The power of the written word, media, or TV, the power of a politician, the power of a clergy person. How do we exercise our power? Jesus washed feet. Do we wash feet? Symbolically? Jesus kept on saying, the last shall be first and the first shall be last. It's frightening the damage that power in the hands of an insecure person can do. Are you an insecure person? Are you an angry person? Do you care for other people? If you have been given significant power, do you exercise your power for the well-being of other people and just not for your own personal interest? Parents, when you discipline your children, do you remember that discipline comes from the same word as disciple? Listen, before any adult ever disciplines a child, the adult has to ask himself, herself, what lesson do I want to teach this child, or do I just want to get even? Do you know how many children get beat up every year under the guise of discipline? Power, huh? It's frightening, as I explained when I visited Auschwitz and had that powerful experience of the abuse of power, of man's inhumanity towards man. It's hard to fathom millions and millions and millions of people being put to death. And yet it happened. And I'm sad to say it continues to happen. How do we change our world? One person at a time. And if each one of us would be very careful the way we exercise our power, if each one of us would go out of our way to be kind, if each one of us would have a forgiving heart, all those things I've been talking about all this week, then slowly we change our world. Jesus has given us the power. You might have financial power, you might have physical power, you might have political power, intellectual power. Exercise it well. The final judgment, there will be great accountability to those who have been given more. More will be expected, Jesus said. I know in my lifetime I felt the abuse of power. In my lifetime I've seen people use heavy-handedly and I got hurt. It's beside money, greed and power, huh? Greed and power. They've caused so much harm to our world. We begin today. We begin to change our attitude, to change our hearts, to change our perspective. We start thinking about power in Christian categories, in the way that Jesus thought about power. And when we do that, many, many blessings come to us. But not only to us, but to our world. And I also want to say, do not let people have power over you, unless that's God's will. Do not let people treat you like they're the puppeteer and you're the puppet and they jerk you all over the place. No, don't let that happen. Don't let them have that kind of power over you. That's a destructive power. That's a self-serving power. Choose your friends carefully. If you're single, make sure you choose a future spouse carefully. when you share intimate details with another person. Be very cautious. Don't let people have power over you that's not been given to them by God. I know that takes great discernment, great wisdom, but it's important. Believe me, it's important. With great power comes great responsibility. Never forget that. You know who our prayer partners are today? People who suffer from Bell's palsy. That's that kind of damages the nerve, and often the one side of the face starts, slipping. It is distorted. Very, very difficult for people. You know how we're all sensitive to our physical appearances? People with Bell palsy, it's very hard for them. Would you whisper a prayer for them today, please? Today's food for thought. It comes from Samuel Johnson. It is better to suffer wrong than to do it, and happier to be sometimes cheated than not to trust. Boy, what a Christian perspective. Let me say that again. It is better to suffer wrong than to do it, and happier to be sometimes cheated than not to trust. That's why we need to pray to have that kind of faith and trust in God that He is with us. Small attempt to make you smile or laugh. An orthopedic surgeon was moving to a new office with the help of his staff. One of the nurses sat the display skeleton on the front seat of her car with his bony arm across the back of the seat. On the drive across town, she stopped at a traffic light, and the stares of the people in the neighboring car compelled her to roll down her window and yell, "I'm delivering him to my doctor's office." The other driver leaned out of his window and said, "I hate to tell you, lady, but I think it's too late." Skeleton. Want to contact me? Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. Let me hear from you. I rejoice when I hear from my listeners. Send me your prayer intentions. You can let me know if you want to receive my newsletter. You can send me some financial help from my hospital for the poor and sick in Oaxaca, Mexico. You can make the check out to TASH, Tash, Inc. Send it to the Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. And if you use the Internet, you have a way of contacting me because my email address is on there. Also, you can be inspired. There's humor on there. It can tell you about, you can read about my work with the poor and sick in Oaxaca, Mexico. Father Scott, spell out Father, fatherscott.com. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. Joyful, joyful, Lord, we adore Thee, God of glory, Lord.